You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Some interesting stuff today we're reading about. The Wall Street Journal suggested that the San Francisco 49ers losing the Super Bowl probably saved lives.
Huh?
Here's why. There were two reported cases of coronavirus the day after the Super Bowl in San Francisco. And had they had a parade, over a million people might have been, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You put a million people together 2 days later in San Francisco. And it wouldn't have just affected San Francisco. It would have affected the entire West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think about it.
Yes.
A million people. Yeah. Yep. So we go back to, and you've mentioned this a couple of times, the Spanish flu, which now people online are stupid. They're going like, well, you see, they called it the Spanish flu in 1918. How racist.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know what? That's what we've been calling it throughout history. So we don't have another name for it. Anyway, it's like, come on. Well, they were, and then I saw one comment on that, by the way, and I digress. Well, they were racist back then. That's why.
You know what? Just don't get me started.
Spain. Anyway, so they had actually, from what I understand, they had flattened the curve, as we know what that is today.
In St. Louis.
And they had this parade, this World War I victory parade in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And they let the parade go on, and it reinvigorated for a second round of the Spanish flu in 1918.
I thought that's the first round.
No, that was the second round. Yeah.
In Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, yeah, second
and
round.
And St. Louis canceled it.
St. Louis canceled it, Philadelphia.
Big difference.
Big difference. See, so they're talking now about reopening everything or slowly reopening everything within the next 2 to 4 weeks, but the World Health Organization is saying like, yo, wait, you know what, a little at a time. And only one thing every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because this thing is a 2 week incubation period. Uh-huh. So there you go. It's not fun. It's not funny. But I thought I'd pass that along. You know what? We're big San Francisco 49er fans here. And that's why, you know, whatever. Also in the city of Los Angeles, we are now required, if we're with somebody else, we have to put this damn thing on.
Uh-huh.
So now that you're in the room, I have to put on my mask. It's time for the Who Cares News. I will let you go mask free because that way one of us is protected. Here we go.
Oh, just driving me nuts.
What's going on?
When Amy Schumer announced that the name of her newborn son was Gene Attell Fisher, Attell. Many people, probably including me, were convinced it was a joke. Because when you say it all together, it kind of sounds like Genital Fisher. Genital Fisher. Or Genital Fisher. Genital Fisher.
That cannot be good. Genital Fisher is not something you...
Yeah. So that's a little more disturbing.
A little more disturbing.
Well, it wasn't a joke, and somehow Amy didn't pick up on the phonetics right away.
Oh, okay.
So she changed it.
Yeah, poor kid. You know how kids get nasty names. Parents, they don't think. I had a friend whose name was Spurgeon. His dad had named him Spurgeon. I'm thinking, like, what the heck is Spurgeon?
Sounds like a fish.
Yeah, he changed his name when he was old enough, legally, to John from Spurgeon. That's not me. It's another guy.
I probably would have, too.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like John Wayne's real name was Marion, and
I mean, he could have gone by.
Real name was Leslie.
Yeah,
yeah.
He could have gone by Spur.
Spur.
Yeah.
Who?
Spurge.
Oh, Spurge, my friend Spurge.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Amy Schumer's kid, she
is Genital Fisher.
Genital Fisher. Oh boy.
She's changed it to Gene David Fisher.
Well, good. Good for her.
So, because Amy's friend was Dave Attell.
Oh, okay.
So she was doing homage to him.
Okay.
David. It's also Amy's father's middle name. So, see, that works even better.
So, there you go. Win-win.
Win-win.
It's a slow news day at the Who Cares News.
Yes.
It's been a slow news month. As celebrities quarantine and
That's what's going on with celebrities. Nothing.
Well, Gwynny and the team at Goop.
Oh.
Yeah, your girl Gwynny.
Yeah, yeah.
They never fail to create Mother's Day gift guide that is jaw-dropping.
Well,
and this year,
everything they do is jaw-dropping.
This year is no exception. Included among their list of recommendations is a sauna.
Okay.
You know,
sauna's a good gift for
needs
mom.
That you can afford.
Sure.
Not. A $30,000 Cartier watch and other pricey goods in the thousands range.
Wow.
Well, didn't this start off to be a catalog for every woman?
Yeah, but you know what? They sell out of this crap.
I know.
Who's got that kind of money? I haven't even got my stimulus check yet. I certainly can't afford a Cartier watch for 30 grand. Come on, Goop. Really? Not like us.
It's exciting.
We are not like
you. If I walk into an actual department store besides Target or Walmart.
Those are department stores. They got departments.
You're right. They do have departments, dadgummit. All right, so.
They got the grocery department. They got the wine department. What else do you need? That's a department store.
There is a distant energy healing session.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Well, that's very timely, isn't it?
Because that enlists the services of a healer who offers a variety of therapy sessions starting from $150. That's the cheapest thing there. So for the mom who needs some me time.
Uh-oh. Now this is where it's going to get goopy. I think it's going to get goopy here. The mom that needs me time.
Yeah.
Lay it on me.
All right. As always, you know, she likes to include a female product. You know, like remember her candle.
Her candle, which sold out.
Yeah.
Smells like my vagina.
Uh-huh.
And the $1,500...
Not your vagina.
I don't have one. I don't even have a mangina. take you back to Step Brothers, the movie. Great movie, by the way. Watched it the other day.
All right, so this time around, they're featuring the Vesper Vibrator Necklace.
Oh, it's to stimulate your neck, I'm sure. When you got a little neck pain, put that bad boy on.
Functions as both a waterproof sex toy or a chick necklace to wear on a night out with a significant other. And best of all, it charges via a USB cord in 40 minutes or less.
Wow. You just need to run right out and get one of those.
Mr. Restaurant Man, I need to plug in my vibrator necklace. Can I sit close to a plug, please?
Yeah, there you go. You know, probably doesn't want one of those, but probably could afford a Cartier watch would be Halle Berry, of course.
You really have to work on these Halle Berry
associations. I'm having problems this morning. Yeah, I didn't get much sleep last night.
But anyway. You're just going to work on because they used to be all sex-driven. Now they're like,
well,
I
don't want to make her out to be a big Goop fan. Maybe we'll do a little research on that. Nah, I'm not going to do any research. That's it for today. Back tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.